Our topic today is preparing for a small business loan by the numbers. Loans for small businesses are often difficult to obtain. The major reason for this problem is the increased risk of a loan to a business as opposed to the relatively low risk of loss to the lender in making a home or car loan. The loan requirements can be generally categorized as good credit history, equity, experience, business plan, and collateral. The general criteria for successful borrowing can be quantified. Numbers or ranges of values can be placed on them before one ever applies for the loan. Let's do the numbers. First, one must have a good credit history. The reason for this requirement is obvious. Many people appear at banks daily applying for loans. Loans are made to those who present the least risk of failure to repay. Past repayment history is the first and most important requirement for a successful loan proposal. Lenders now use a credit measuring system where a generalized credit score is developed. These scores range from 350 to 850. Past successful lending has shown that the value of the credit score needs to be at 700 or above, but this can vary. So, credit score of over 700 is our first loan number. Equity in borrowing can be thought of as similar to a down payment. The lender wants the borrower to have a financial commitment to the venture for the loan. Even if all the other criteria for successful borrowing are met, the bank will usually not lend 100% of the funds requested. The numeric value often placed on required equity is in the range of 10 to 25% of the needed funds. So our second loan number is equity, 10 to 25%. Next, no lender wants to lend money to a borrower who has little or no experience in the venture. Here again, the question goes to risk. The more experience and talent the borrower has shown in the past, the lower the risk in lending from the bank's point of view. The minimum numeric value often seen here is that the borrower should have at least 3 years of experience in management in the area of the business venture. So our third loan number is experience, 3 or more years. The fourth requirement of the lender is a well-thought-out, researched, and developed business plan. This is a working document that will introduce the business in a clear and complete manner, describes the business, the potential market arena, the existing competition, and states who will be employed, who will lead and manage, and how the borrowed funds will be utilized and paid back. It will include pro forma financial documents, including cash flow statements, income statements, and balance sheet. All these are projections of what you think is going to happen in the future. Finally, the plan will have a section of supporting documents such as contracts or draft marketing information or other data that is pertinent to your business venture. The numeric value for this criteria is that the business plan's cash flow should become positive and remain that way after the first 6 months of operation. So our fourth loan number is business plan 6 months forward equals positive cash flow. The final criteria is collateral. Collateral is assets of value that can be pledged by the borrowers as security for the loan. Collateral requirements of borrowing for a business can range up to and go above 100% of the loan principal amount. This again depends on the level of risk that the lender calculates based on your presentation, net worth, and credit history. The value to be placed on a collateral asset is usually estimated or appraised by the lender. The number to meet in the final area is often 100% or more of the loan amount, so collateral is 100% or more. So, when going to the commercial lender, the numbers that the business borrower is likely to have to meet or exceed are credit score of over 700, equity of 10 to 25% of the project, 3 or more years of experience, 6 months to positive cash flow, and collateral of 100% or more in assets. Billions of loans are made to small businesses in this country each year. However, to improve your chance of success, you need to know the numbers before you go to the bank.